Juliana, go over here.
I would consider St. Peter's blessing.
I'm Brett, I'm from here.
I'm Carrie, and I'm here too.
I'm Sam, I'm from St. Peter's.
I'm Olivia, I'm from here.
I'm Erin, I'm also from St. Peter's.
Savannah.
We're so glad you're here, and I want you to know, just because you slept here last night does not mean you can sleep during the sermon. No, just kidding. We are glad to welcome you, and so glad you're here. We're also glad to welcome Clifford Hospital, who is here with us. Jim is on a little bit of vacation in Oklahoma today, and we're glad to have Mr. Hospital here with us. Unfortunately, he and I didn't have any opportunity to communicate earlier this morning. Do you have any questions? Well, you've been here before, but we'll make it through, okay? Anyway, so let's get to the real announcements. First, you'll see in your Go and Serve, there's information that altar flowers, there's plenty of opportunity for that. The altar flower calendar is up in the hallway right near the old kitchen. This week, all our Bible studies resume, both the Tuesday and the Thursday Bible studies. And please note the special announcement in your Go and Serve about speaking of faith that you'll find this coming Wednesday. Dr. Tony Everett will be starting a special series, and we're looking forward to that. So please come and join us for this opportunity. I also need to tell you that I have learned about the terrible plight of some orphans in our community, and we're looking for some help. Out in the narthex, we have 6 orphan poinsettias. And those poinsettias need adopting. And so we would appreciate if you are on your way out and there's one there, grab it and take it home. It needs love. So please involve yourself with that. I'll also, you may have seen in the news this week about the terrible floods in the Midwest. We know what that's like suddenly. So if you'd like to help with that, I'll check with Julie. They can make it to Redeemer and just mark it Midwest floods. Because if you just put flood, we'll think it's South Carolina floods. So please put Midwest floods. She's shaking her head. That's how to do that. Okay? So if you'd like to help with that. Sarah, here you are.
Good morning. I just have 2 announcements. It's amazing. Just 2.
Just 2.
We have 2 sign-up sheets in the narthex. One is for Resurrections next Saturday. Resurrections is where we go to Suggs and Kelly Law Firm in the lawn outside of that building, and we serve lunch to anyone who wants to come. Most of the people that come by are suffering from homelessness, and it's a great event. Those of you in this congregation who have participated can attest to that and how what an amazing experience it is. We will meet here at Redeemer at 10:15 in the morning and then head over to Suggs and Kelly. I always say you'll be done by 1, but you'll be done much earlier than that. Most likely we're done by 12:30, 12:15. And there's a sign-up sheet so that we can make sure we have enough volunteers. And so if you have any questions, find me after worship. But please, if you're planning to come, please sign up on that sheet. The other sign-up sheet is bowling. Yeah. Okay. And Family Ministries has set up to bowl. This is like the 3rd, 4th year in a row that we've gone to bowling in January, and it's so much fun. And now that it's actually, we always do it because it's usually cold in January. And so let's be inside. Well, it's finally getting cold, just in time for us to bowl inside. But please sign up. We have lanes reserved, but then if we need more, it's nice to let them know. If we need less, it's nice to let them know. It's always a good time. It's $8 per person for 2 games and your shoes. We'll be there from 6 to 8. So please also sign up back there for that. And that'll be awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
I have 2 things.
Oh, my goodness.
The first is, every time I have helped with Resurrection and we've handed out all those hot dogs, mm-hmm. and we finish up at lunchtime, every time I've had to go get a hot dog.
Yeah, because you're just in the mood for a hot
just
dog.
Just after all that, yes. I just wanted to warn them. They may want a hot dog.
And last time was the first time that there were leftover hot dogs, and we got to try the infamous chili. So, maybe you'll get to try the chili There's this one lady who comes every single Saturday and cooks the chili every single Saturday for Resurrections, and I finally got to try her chili. It was delicious.
The second thing is, y'all might not be aware, but Sarah leaves tomorrow to go to Israel.
Ah.
So we will be praying for you, and Brandon's coming as well, yes. You're going as part of a seminary group that is going to Israel. So I hope you have a wonderful experience and an enriching one as well. And you'll come back and show us your movies and your slides and your pictures and your souvenirs and all that. Great.
Are you done now?
I think so.
Oh, sweet.
Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Word made flesh, the Lord and giver of life.
Amen.
Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy. God of peace, we confess that we are not at peace with others or with ourselves. We bring to you all that tears us apart, discord in our families, violence in our world, and our own conflicted hearts. In your mercy, mend us, reconnect us to one another and to you. Let peace reign over all the earth through the Prince of Peace, our Savior. Christ. Amen. In the Word who has come to dwell with us, God has given us grace upon grace, forgiveness that is stronger than our sins, love that can heal every broken heart. Hear this word of God's pardon and peace. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, you are free from all your sins. Rise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. Radiance that from the heart of pain.
light is lifted o'er all the earth to shine. It is the Jordan compass that all life's voyage through. In mists and rocks and quicksands still guides.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Be seated, and with the children, please come forward.
Great
I'm so glad to see y'all. Because I have something to show you today that you're going to like, I think. Does anybody know what this is? A gingerbread man. That is so cool. I still have one left from Christmas. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? Do you think it tastes good? And you know what? You're right. Do you know where I got this gingerbread man? We have a lady in the church, Miss Karen Manny, who makes these. And lots of times, well, I can even smell it already. Lots of times, even right there before Christmas, she brings a whole bunch of them here to church. And you know what she does with them? She gives them away. Wow, isn't that cool? To kids? Yes. She also gives them to adults. Let's look. How many of y'all got one of Karen's gingerbread? Look at that. All the cookies she gave away. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? You didn't get one? Well, I'm sorry. You know what? You see this one? It's mine. No, it's mine. So anyway, what the reason? Why do you think she gives us these gingerbread men? That's exactly right. She loves us, and that's why. So a gingerbread man is kind of Karen's way of telling us that she loves us. You might say this wasn't a gingerbread man. This was a messenger man, because she gives us the message of love with this gingerbread man. Does that make sense? So my question for you today is, how does God tell us that God loves us? How would God give us that message? He would tell angels to bring the message to us. That's one way, sure. Any other ways you can think of that God might tell us he loves us? Might send a messenger with his love. There's one really important way. His name is Jesus. That's right. God sent Jesus to be his messenger to tell us that God loves us. That's a pretty cool thing, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. Jesus was born. God's message of love for everybody in the whole world. So, if you see a gingerbread man or somebody gives you a message of love, remember that Jesus was God's messenger of love to us. All right, can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for being born among us, for telling us how much God loves us, and for saving us. Help us to give messages of love to others. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor. Together a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water and a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will gather him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the heights of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them. I will give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is a reading from Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual gift in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before you in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Alexander Papaderos was a doctor of philosophy, a teacher, a politician, and a resident of Athens in Greece. He was leading a two-week series of lectures on ancient Greek philosophy and culture, and at the end he rose from his chair and asked, "Now, are there any questions?" And the room was quiet. Those 2 weeks generated enough questions for a lifetime, but for right at that moment there was only silence. "No questions?" he asked again. And finally, one young man, trying to be funny, raised his hand and said, "Dr. Papaderos, what is the meaning of life?" Well, everyone laughed at that old standard, unanswerable question. But Papaderos held up his hand and stilled the room. He looked at the young man with serious eyes, and he said, "I will try to answer your question." Taking his wallet out of his hip pocket, Papaderos brought out a very small, round mirror about the size of a quarter. He explained that when he was a small child during World War II, that he was very poor. One day on a road in his remote little village, he had found the broken pieces of a mirror from a German motorcycle. He said, I tried to find all the pieces and put them together, but it wasn't possible. So he had kept the largest piece, and by scratching it on a stone, he had made it round. It became his favorite toy. He became fascinated by the fact that he could reflect light into dark places where the sun would never shine, in deep holes and crevices and in dark closets. And it became a game to him to get light into the most inaccessible places. He kept the little mirror, and as he grew up, he would take it out from time to time and continue the challenge of that game. When I became a man, Papaduros said, I grew to understand that this was not just a child's game, but a metaphor for the meaning of life. I came to understand, he said, that I am not the light, and I am not the source of the light. But light, truth, understanding, knowledge, and love, it's there and will shine into the dark places if I reflect it. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Christmas somehow seems like such a long time ago, and yet our celebration continues. It's such a big thing. God come into our world, bringing light for our darkness. We can't contain it to just a day. In fact, it should become a way of life. Someone once told me a story about a congregation which has a worship service on the winter solstice each year. The winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. In other words, it's the day of the year when there's less daylight than any other day. And the reason the church has a special worship service on that day, it's because of this. On this darkest day of the year, they believe it is their job to reflect the light of Christ. That's how Christmas lives on in us. Day after day, the light of God's love in sending Jesus is reflected through us into the darkness of our world. The long night is dispelled because of the grace of God in Jesus living in us. In Jesus, God gives us hope. In Jesus, God gives us light. In Jesus, God gives us life. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. It's a gift of grace. The light of God's gift at Christmas shines for each of us. Now, may the light of God in Jesus shine through us for others. Amen.
God in days of old, hallelujah. God has sent the one foretold, hallelujah. On this day God gave us Christ the Son to save us. The loveliest blooming rose, hallelujah, from the branch of Jesse grows, hallelujah. On this day God gave us Christ the Son to save us. Christ the Son to save us. Into flesh is made the Word, hallelujah. Our true refuge and our Lord, hallelujah. On this day God gave us Christ the Son to Christ the Son to save us.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious and loving God, we thank you now for the gift of Jesus. With a few days behind us, we can now reflect on the gift you have given us, and we know that he is a gift of love, a gift of grace. Thank you for being God with us. Help us in all we do to make choices in line with your will, to reach out to others in your love, and to step forward boldly in faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we remember that you were born into a family. Bless our families now. Give us a spirit of love and understanding together. Lead us in patience and forgiveness with each other. Guide us to be closer to each other and stronger in our faith. Be present in our homes, and may our homes always be a place where you are welcome. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Savior, our needs are many, but your mercy and help are great. Be with the sick, the sorrowed, the helpless, the hungry, and the poor. Comfort those who are alone or isolated away from others or their loved ones. Help those facing difficult tasks and decisions. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you.
Bobby Collins, Lillian Bartell, Mary Bartell, Kathy Benet, Louis Marcus, and Daniel Marcus.
Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God of all, we are here today with your gift of time stretching out before us. When we look back on the year past, we see many instances when we didn't use the time you had given us wisely or for your purposes. We see many instances when we used our time for our own goals and selfish ends. We see many opportunities to serve you that we missed. As we enter this new year, O Master, help us to use the time you have given us in greater service to others. Help us to find ways to live each moment in love. Guide us in this new year so that our decisions are wise and are led by our faith. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Good and loving God, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be blessings for others. With the trees of the field, with all the earth and heaven, we shout for joy at the coming of your Son,
Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Christ. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that in this bread and cup of Christ's very life, you give us food for our journey. As you led the Magi by a star, as you brought the Holy Family home again, guide us on our way unfolding before us. Wherever we go, may our lives proclaim good news of great joy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. out this morning.
Yeah, that's okay. It was,
it's never a big deal. It's just
thank you.
didn't he?
Come on.
come back and eat?
He did. Uh-huh.
How in the world?
Yeah.
not set screwed, is there?
No.
That side here on Mary doesn't want to move. This one's coming out real easy.
There we go.
Look at that ingenious.
Okay.
Hey! Baby's over.
We have some rattling lights up there.
Thank you for having me.
Greg, you go all the way.
Appreciate y'all.
I think this is short string.
Yeah, a couple of them, so I have to.
Oh, okay.
Rotate the tree to get to.
Okay.
So they're labeled with the.
Here's the.
The ring.
Right here. This is all the stuff.
This is top, bottom.
Trying to keep all the styrofoam together.
And that's the color of the lights.
Also, the activity set is in.
I saw that.
Yeah, we took that and then we routine it, candle, toes.
Yeah, there, okay. Okay, yeah, turn it over.
All right, I can get those.
Use it for this one.
Yeah, it looks almost.
It was bad.
It does not want to.
Where we are. Oh, no, there were about several of those out there this morning. I opened up and Deron said, I went out on Facebook. He said, I said, okay, who are you guys before? Trying to move down on me. He said, I'm ups and downs, and ups and downs. I said, we're gonna take this all down here this morning. I'm SEC.
Who's that?
It may be nobody, yeah.
Did you watch the TCU game?
Oh, yeah.
That was.
But that quarterback, the third one, you see it.
No, I've.
Oregon had a better match.
Oregon.
Mary, is it best to start taking the lights off at the bottom?
Yeah, we. This one is the one that.
see us.